Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 30th, Thursday. 2019, Day 150. Today's topic, who is the Lord your eyes lift up to each day? Your cell phone? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 123 verses 1 to 4. 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 23 to chapter 16 verse 23, John chapter 18 verse 25 to chapter 19 verse 22, Proverbs 16 verses 10 to 11. Today's main passages. The first one, Psalm 123 verses 1 to 2. I lift up my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a female slave look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till He shows us His mercy. That's from Psalm 123, verses 1 to 2. The second, 2 Samuel, chapter 16, verses 20 to 23. Absalom said to Ahithophel, give us your advice, what should we do? Ahithophel answered, sleep with your father's concubines, whom he left to take care of the palace. Then all Israel will hear that you have made yourself obnoxious to your father, and the hands of everyone with you will be more resolute. So they pitched a tent for Absalom on the roof, and he slept with his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. Now in those days, the advice Ahithophel gave was like that of one who inquires of God. That was how both David and Absalom regarded all of Ahithophel's advice. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Today's psalm reminds me of a very important relationship. A relationship whether we lift up our eyes to our Lord or we lift up our eyes to other Lord. The most striking moment this morning is when I read 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23, and aware the first time that both David and Absalom regarded the advice of Ahithophel as God's advice. Oh, since when did David not using Nathan as his mentor and advisor? His eyes turned to Ahithophel, and Ahithophel turned his eyes away from God, and David stepped into sins deeper and deeper until he could not get out. Until Nathan appeared and turned David's eyes back to God. When I think of this, I think of a general phenomenon everywhere that I see. People are holding their cell phone, everybody looking downward on their cell almost all time. It is really very serious. Many Christians use their cell phone for work or entertainment, usually more than 4 hours a day. Those who are addicted to games may be more than 8 hours a day, but lots of them do not have even 10 minutes to have daily devotion. Is it so bad? Could our cell phone is somewhat like Ahithophel, leading us to look down upon ourselves and not look up on God each day? May we pray that Time with Abba and Pastoral Care School, PCS, will be our Nathan to lead us just as what David said in 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 20. Restore to me his covenant blessing. That we have ample time with our Lord to have our eyes lift up to him, to worship him, listen to him, and to follow him. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to follow our Nathan and not Ahithophel. That we have ample time with you to have our eyes lift up to you, to worship you, listen to you, and to follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of warning have you got from today's message? Number two, how do you change your focus of your eyes to Jesus each day and not your cell phone? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's message. May the Lord bless you.